Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. No horror review today yet. No, today I have been clued into some truths of the universe, so I'm going to do a podcast on those turned on moments. Currently, I am watching YouTube, and my cat, Cleo, who is the sister of the sister and brother duo that we have. The other one's name is Ed Sheeran. He's got orange hair. My daughter named him. But anyway, this cat, the daughter, we were just having a scratch your belly love fest a minute ago, and now she's like about to pass out. But I wanted to talk about safety. Because I think in order to trust people and not lash out at people, not feel the need to protect yourself, you need to have a sense of safety. And how do you get that? Well, you get that by cultivating a place in your heart of hearts where you do feel safe. I guess at least once a day, maybe. It could be part of your meditation, maybe. I'm not sure because I just started this kind of philosophy, but I heard Ram Dass talk about it in one of his talks, and he was saying that you can't have any kind of trust for anyone else unless you feel safe. And if you don't feel safe, then that's probably because you have not been cultivating that feeling of safety in your own life. And I perked up when I heard this. Couple of reasons. I woke up a little bit angry. Yes, I was angry. I was angry at my ex-wife, which I suppose is pretty common, probably, for people to be angry at their exes sometimes. But anyway, I knew I didn't want to be angry at her, and I knew that that wasn't really me. And then I heard the message of Ram Dass where he said, you know, in order to trust, you have to feel safe yourself. And then, in addition to that, I've heard recently from a couple of teachers talking about how forgiveness is not what has been traditionally thought of, where you walk over to someone and give them a hug and you understand and you say, I understand you, don't worry, everything's fine. And you know, that's almost stupidity, really, in a way, unless the other person has told you they want forgiveness, because a lot of times they don't. Most of the time they don't. So how do you deal with that? How do you get it off your stuff and out of your soul? Well, what I've been reading and hearing a lot, not just recently, but like for years, and I never really paid attention to it, but now I really am. Because what do you do with all that stuff when you're so angry at someone? Like, I was angry at my ex-wife this morning. And I know at some point, I'm about to take a nap right now. I'm hoping I'll just forget about it when I wake up. But at some point, I'm going to have to go through the process of saying to myself that I forgive her. And what the teachings have been saying to me is that that doesn't mean Kenneth Soars is really where I hear it a lot, but it's all of them say it. Actually, some I've been listening to do something else that I don't like, but I probably should get used to it. And it's where you say that they're doing the best they can. Now that, I mean, as if I didn't know that, but you have to kind of wonder sometimes if they really are doing the best they can. But it's probably more freeing and more helpful to your own stomach if you can just say that to yourself and then let them go. Let it go. That is the hardest thing for me today. Letting things go. So that's what brings me all the way around to how do you let things go? You know, how do you forgive? How do you let things go? By being safe, by feeling safe. And how do you feel safe? By spending regular time in meditation, meditating on your own safety and feeling that feeling you feel when you are safe. And when I was mad at my ex this morning, I did not want to meditate. I did not want to be calm. I did not even want to eat. That's how upset I was. But I knew that I had to get to that place of trust. And so I looked up a few meditations on YouTube and I saved them into a playlist. And I pet my kitty cat and I got some food, ate some Mexican food. Almost the whole plate, really. I mean, went from not hungry to understanding that I need to be safe and I need to feel safe. And that was really a good route for me. That was a good place to retreat to in the face of the anger I was feeling. I still have the anger. It has not gone away. Like I said, I'm hoping it's about a specific thing. I mean, she doesn't make me angry in every aspect of who she is, but there's a couple of ways that just I have a really hard time letting go of them, and that's what I need to do, and so that's what I'm trying to do. And it's so ridiculous because we first separated like 3 years ago. I mean, that's a long time, so I shouldn't be feeling this angry, but every now and then, just things will happen, memories will come up, my kid will give me an attitude or something, and it just all kind of comes together, and I'm not ready for it. And it, again, I think here, I always look for like the cure-all, and I think if there is a cure-all in this kind of feeling, this anger, resentment, bitterness, then the cure-all is to just forget about her and make myself feel safe. And if I can cultivate a feeling of safety, and then pretty soon, in theory, that'll become part of my character, which I hope it already is, but some situations are harder than others. Like, for example, when I used to go to job interviews, my hands were all sweaty. That doesn't happen anymore. It took me like 2 or 3 different careers to get to that point, but I've learned how to cultivate the feeling of safety with job interviews. And so maybe it just comes with years, whatever, but I've done a lot of work on that. I've read a lot of books, What Color Is Your Parachute, Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow, just a lot of psychology books, the Bible. I mean, I've read so much through the years to that end so that I would feel safe, and it's worked. It works now. And I've got an interview coming up for a full-time teacher at the college. I'm looking forward to it, but it's not like the hope all end all of my life, but it sure would be nice. The pay is a lot more than I've ever made. Well, not that I've ever made, but that I've made in like the last 6-7 years since I left K-12. But I'm making it. I'm doing okay. And how much you want to bet, like if I got the money I felt like I needed to be happy, then I would still be mad at my ex, you know? I mean, we always think money will solve everything, but it doesn't. Still, we have to be smart about what we do, and we have to like, and again, getting back to it, we need to create a life where we feel safe. If you're married and you could do that for yourself and a spouse, I don't know how to do that because I didn't do that, and I don't know how to. I barely know how to make myself feel safe. I guess both people need to be clued in on that and take responsibility for their own feelings of safety, and then together, I guess they could do something for each other, but really all I can really attest to is being single and knowing how to make myself feel safe. And so that's what I'm working on. So today, Riley on Film was a little bit of a lesson, which I've been thinking for a long time. Maybe I'll do some lessons, some teachings, I should say. I listen to a lot of teachers on YouTube and a lot of Buddhist teachers and consciousness leaders and teachers, and Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra, quite a few of them. Tara Brach is an amazing teacher, and the list goes on. There's many, many of them. Sometimes you just discover them on there doing searches for like safety meditation or something like that, and you'll uncover something that has only had 9 views, but it like becomes my favorite thing to listen to. And as I see the views go up every time I listen to it, I know that they're me, the only person that's listening to it. So highly recommend YouTube for some of these teachings and meditations. Meditation is a good one, but you might get a lot of music. Try guided meditations. Okay, well, that's it for today. I want you to thank you for listening, and I will. Maybe if you like this, let me know. But no, you probably won't, because I don't get too many comments. But I'll see if I like it, and if I do, I'll probably do more like this. It'll still be called Riley on Film, though, because that was my doorway into doing this, and I love movies. So anyway, have a good day, and I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.